The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. All right, the next strategy for operations management to be efficient and effective and ensure that their productivity goals are being met is the use of materials management. When we're talking about materials, we're talking about the resources, the raw materials, the stock that's used in the production process. When we talk about materials, it's sometimes called the inventory of the business. So materials management refers to the systems that are implemented to ensure that the right materials available in the right numbers at the right cost when required, and most importantly, are at the quality that the organization needs to achieve within the organization. So when we're talking about materials management, it is important to know what we're talking about in relation to materials. These include the raw materials, the inputs as part of the business. It includes the work in progress, the items that haven't quite been manufactured or completed yet. It includes the finished goods and making sure that we've got enough items to sell to our customers, and it includes any spare parts we might need as part of our production. So materials management, it is the planning, organizing and controlling of an organization's inventory, and we want to make sure that they are there. Organizations need to realize that there is a considerable investment in their inventory or stock. It's important that you do not have too much stock or inventory on hand, because that means that you've paid money for something that isn't earning you money at the moment. So money is tied up in stock or materials that could be spent elsewhere. So having too much of an item puts pressure on your cash reserves. It also, having too much items of stock, you're increasing the risk of the item being broken, stolen, being damaged or going bad, which leads to an increase in wastage. You don't want to have too much stock. At the same time, though, you don't want to have too little of it, because if a customer demands product and demands an increase in the product, or demand increases, not having enough materials to be able to satisfy those demands is not good for the business, and you can lose business elsewhere. So it is important that you always have enough of the stock available for you so that you can satisfy demands and predicted increases in demand, because not having enough stock causes delays and a loss of income for the organization. Therefore, for production to be carried out efficiently, the operations manager must ensure the correct quantity and quality of materials is available on site at the right time for the organization. So the materials process that the organization goes through, they use two forms of documentation. They use the materials requirement plan and the master production schedule. That way, we can ensure that we have the right materials available at the right time to be effective. So the master record, in short, is a general guide to the operations that specifies what needs to be produced, what resources are required, the how, the when and the where of production. Okay, so it's a document that shows us what the business plans to produce, how they're going to produce it, and in what time that they're going to do it. Once the master production has been completed, the operations manager will determine the materials requirement plan. Now, this document outlines all the materials that will be required to complete the production targets that have been set out in the MPS. It includes the items, specific materials required, the best time to order from suppliers, the best times for delivery, and it will make sure that we have the right stock available when we require it within the business. So it's a more specific guide to operations that specifies the quantities and the types of materials that were required at each stage of the production process and the optimum times for them to be delivered for the organization. So it includes specific materials, exact quantities, best times to be order from a supplier, and best delivery times within the organization. So an organization needs to make sure that they are managing their inventory effectively. Now, one way that we can do that and make sure that we have the right available stock at all times with the right quantity and the right quality could include some inventory control mechanisms that we might put in place. Some of these include some of the strategies that if you study accounting, you'd be aware of in relation to stock control or inventory management strategies, stock management strategies. These include having regular stock takes to make sure that your records that your accounting system or computer system will have in telling you how much you have of each items does match that there, and have security over your assets as well, so cameras, locks, safes, etc., to make sure that your items are available there, and making sure that you do a regular stock take to check that what items match your records is probably the most important part in relation to inventory controlled. So inventory needs to be stored correctly, it needs to be secured, and it needs to be counted regularly. Supply chain management. Supply chain management refers to the planning and management of all activities involved in the managing the flow of materials from supplier to the organization to the end customer. It involves the activities such as finding the required materials for the production, buying the required materials, storing the materials, and developing a partnership with the suppliers and the customers. And that partnership with the customers and suppliers is really important. More in particular, with the suppliers to make sure that they're able to provide you with the items that you wish to purchase at the right time. So it's making sure that we can source and procure or buy the right items at the right amount of time and making sure that they are delivered to us in time. Supply chain management in time process for materials management. Now, this is a strategy that's implemented as part of the supply chain, and it requires operations manager to keep just enough materials to get the workplace through the next production period. So just enough materials to meet what's required under the master production schedule. We want to make sure that we have just enough items that are arriving at the right amount of time. We don't want any items of materials lying around. We want to make sure that we have the right amount available at the right amount of time. So under this strategy, inputs are delivered just before they're required, and this will lead to lower stock levels needing storage and less cash tied up into the resource that's not being used. We also leads to a reduction and saving in the cost of storing such products. So just-in-time process delivers and solves two problems. One, raw materials will be available when they're needed, and two, the business will not need to worry about paying and storing these products. They will be arrived and immediately part of the production process. So the advantages are just in time. There's no need to store materials. There's no costs involved until it's actually part of the production process. However, there are some disadvantages in relation to just in time. There is a disadvantage that if deliveries are delayed or if there is an issue with the supplier, therefore your production will be impacted as well. Therefore, it is imperative that you have to make sure that you have a good relationship, that you can trust your suppliers to ensure that the items will be delivered on time with the best quality available for you. Another disadvantage of just-in-time is that you lose the benefits of buying in bulk because you are only buying for what's required under the master production schedule. Also, the freight and handling costs are much higher due to the frequency of deliveries. So you need to consider both the freight and delivery cost increase, but also the loss of economies of scale by not being able to buy in bulk because you are purchasing in smaller items there. So materials management is imperative to ensure that you have a fantastic relationship with your suppliers to be able to meet the needs of the organization there. We'll continue to look at another strategy, quality, in the next podcast. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.